Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw that gun, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Ken Heat bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Tom Sullivan is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And he runs the Chamber Small Business Council there. And he's our good friend. He's bringing us some really good reports, a good report on what's going on out there on Main Street, because he's been out there where the rubber meets the road. Tom, you said you just got back from Minneapolis. What happened there?
I did. We had an all-day small business masterclass where we tried to meet with small business owners where they live and work. We provided a little inspiration. We had a great panel of local small business leaders where we learned a tremendous amount of information. And then we really helped what small business owners do best, and that is network and do business with each other. But what I was just starting to get at is that all of the data show that small business really is doing very, very well, due in part to lower tax rates and less regulation. But you really need to get out to Main Street to find out why and to hear some of the challenges that we still have in front of us. I'll give you one example. There's a local guy named Jeff Summers. He's been in the ice cream business for about 14 years. He runs a company called Izzy's Ice Cream. Really great guy. He said that last Saturday was the best sales day he's ever had in the history of his company. And I mean, that says it all. It was just a wonderful experience to meet with him, hear what he's done wrong, what he's done right. Mm-hmm. And it's those types of stories that make it worthwhile.
Well, absolutely. What did they tell you about their as they report to you on how optimistic they are? What are they telling you about hiring? What are their hiring policies, practices?
Keep in mind that Minneapolis unemployment rate is at 2.9%.
Wow.
So this is front of mind of every small business owner in the room when 2 days ago, and this is symptomatic of the entire small business population we hear from. Biggest headwind they're worried about is finding, hiring, and keeping qualified and willing employees. So they're really, really robust discussion of what's working, what's not working.
Did they give you any ideas on how they were doing it? Tips on how they were doing making that happen?
Yeah, so first of all, there's the old school and the new school, and it seems like a combination of both old school and new school is really part of the magical ingredients. The old school that's unique to small business are the family, friends, community, and neighbors network that is unique to Main Street USA. That has been and always will be kind of the first stopping point for small businesses who are looking to hire. And when you really dig into that, it makes sense, Jim. I mean, you want people who you can trust, and you can't trust really anyone more than your family, friends, neighbors, and community. The second part of it, though, is the new approach, and that is the full utilization of technology. And there are a ton of companies out there. We actually had someone from a company called Indeed that is doing very well, and that is those are companies where they actually use algorithms and other technology to narrow in on job prospects and job applicants. Seems as though a combination of old school and new school is what's really working, Jim.
Well, that's very smart, because that's showing that people are realizing that they've got to the old school method works sometimes, but it was all we had for a while. But now people have got to use new methods. And also, you know, these days we don't know where our next best candidate is going to come from. They might not even be in our town. The best person.
Yeah, you're right. And
because of technology.
We talked about earlier.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, that survey we talked about earlier pointed out the same thing. It showed, we asked small business owners about technology, and they said the bad news is that only about a quarter of the small businesses felt that they were ahead of the wave when it comes to technology. The good news is that 25% were even more optimistic than everyone else about the future of their company.
Right, right. Well, and as I remind small business owners all the time, the good news is we don't have to win the race. We don't have to win the tech race against Amazon or Google or Facebook or any of those guys, but we have to run in the race. We don't have to win, but we got to be in the race. We got to be moving. We got to be competitors. We got to compete, and we got to participate. And that's what I worry about.
Yeah, Jim,
go ahead.
I love the way you put that, because when you think about it, right? I mean, my wife is a runner, and she's going to win the races when she has the shoes that make sense and the Gatorade that has the best electrolytes, and that seems to be what you're talking about. She doesn't have to be, you know, the Olympic marathon runner. She just has to know some of the things that she can do to be in the race with those guys.
Well, you take a company like Amazon, my little small businesses out there, we're never going to have the artificial intelligence power that they have. But our customers don't require that of us. But they do require us to show up and have a certain level of technological capability. If we don't have a certain level, like a mobile website or something like that, if we don't have a certain level, then they'll just go away from us. But if we have some level of tech, they'll give us credit for that. And that's what I call about participating and competing in the race. Hey, Tom, uschamber.com, is that right?
Yep, uschamber.com. That's where we are. You just put in the search term small business, and you'll tap into some of the incredible research and activities that are going on. And I hope some of your listeners show up to some of our events. I learn so much when I get to meet with small business owners.
All right. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.